AEW gets Wednesday nights all to itself. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW.
A pair of title matches are set for tonight's Dynamite. The Young Bucks will defend their tag titles against Pac and Rey Fénix, and Darby Allin puts the TNT Championship on the line against Matt Hardy in a Falls Count Anywhere match. Also tonight, Chris Jericho versus FTR's Dax Harwood, with Mike Tyson as the special enforcer, Red Velvet versus Jade Cargill, Chris Statlander's first match since her ACL injury against Amber Nova, and Anthony Ogogo makes his AEW in-ring debut. On last night's Dark, Kylan King beat Matty Renkowski, and Dark Order's Alex Reynolds beat Ryan Nemeth.
WWE.
A new Cruiserweight champion was crowned on last night's NXT. Kushida answered Santos Escobar's open challenge and pinned him with a roll-up. MSK successfully defended their NXT tag titles against Drake Maverick and Killian Dane. After the match, Dane and Maverick were attacked by Imperium's Alexander Wolfe, Marcel Bartel, and Fabian Aichner. Isaiah Swerve Scott beat Leon Ruff, but later Ruff went after Scott backstage, so this may not be over. Mercedes Martinez beat Jesse Kamea, got her payoff from Robert Stone, and declared she is going after the NXT Women's Champ Raquel Gonzalez. As for Gonzalez herself, she was briefly confronted by the debuting Frankie Monet, the former Taya Valkyrie. Bronson Reed pinned Austin Theory to win the 8-person mixed tag main event, and Roderick Strong handed in his paperwork to GM William Regal and is apparently resigning from NXT. There was a big mistake during last week's WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. The legacy induction video for Ethel Johnson showed footage of another wrestler. WWE also referred to Johnson as the first African-American female wrestler when her distinction was being the first black female wrestling champion. Now, Johnson's family told filmmaker Chris Bournet they've been in contact with WWE and were promised that corrections will be made. Johnson's family said they did not know she was being inducted until the ceremony aired. Some new details on the toll that storms took on WWE's production team during WrestleMania weekend. Duncan Leslie, a senior vice president for WWE, told Sports Video Group, "Some gear was compromised by the storms, but the crews were ready with some spares." There are three title matches on tonight's MLW Fusion. Alex Hammerstone defends the National Openweight Championship against Mil Muertes. Los Parks put their tag titles on the line against the Dirty Blondes. Plus, the Caribbean Championship is on the line. Richard Holiday facing a challenge from Gino Medina. Chris Hero has not wrestled since March of last year. He decided to stay on the sidelines during the COVID-19 pandemic, but he sounds like he's growing more anxious to get back in the ring.
I am still not completely comfortable with getting out and traveling and working on some shows. I absolutely will be back, but it's just a matter of the right place and the right time.
That's Hero on the new episode of the ROH Strong podcast. And that is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, April 14th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of our updates. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.